Big event coming up 1 week from today, the Galesburg County Hospital Women's Health Expo and dinner. That is on the way. We're going to find out all the details on that. Good morning. It is 7:13. Galesburg's Morning News, Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Hischer, joined by a group of people here this morning, including the Director of Marketing at Galesburg County Hospital, Eileen Ennis. Eileen, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great.
Thanks for coming in with us this morning. Also, Cottage Hospital CEO, Jim Flynn. Jim, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing great. Thanks.
Also, Sarah Yim joining us this morning. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good. Teresa Mangieri as well. Teresa, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Thanks so much for coming in. Well, let's start off with the Cottage Hospital's Women's Health Expo. Let's, Eileen, kind of this is what, third, fourth, fifth? I can't remember where we're at now.
How many? This will be our ninth.
Ninth? Oh, my gosh. I'm way off base. Yeah.
You are.
So ninth annual.
Yeah.
Good,
this will be
goodness.
Our ninth. So, yeah. Big event. And really, this heralds something in healthcare originally, in that, you know, women are making so many choices for their household and also for their loved ones. And so she's making lots of consumer decisions as well. And so we want to make sure that we're putting information in front of her so that she can make these choices and have all the resources and research at her hands. So, you know, we don't need to Google the flu. We need to talk to people who can help us. We don't need to Google loans. We need to talk to somebody who can talk, you know, help us through that. We don't need to Google different cars. We need to talk to people. And so this night is to put all that information in front of them. So we have a number of vendors. We have a number of providers. And we have a number of big sponsors who are bringing all this information and this dinner and this great, inspiring, motivational speaker all to the forefront, all for the sake of the Galesburg area female.
So the impetus behind it wasn't about women and health issues. That's part of it. But unlike us, which we had this discussion with Dr. Carrier a few weeks ago, that, you know, us guys just don't take care of ourselves and won't go to the doctor. Not as bad with women, but it's just, it's all around the life. The way households have changed somewhat, maybe.
Right. But we do recognize that the female in the household is really leading the charge. So she's telling her husband, that doesn't sound right. You need to see somebody. Or, you know, you've not seen a doctor in years. You need to get to the physician. So she may have been going all along through her OB or her GYN, but frequently the spouse has never gone or has, you know, put it off and done it, you know, every 5 years or so. So this is something that we wanted to close the loop on, and just to make sure that we are, you know, looking at preventive health measures so that we don't have to have big scares in our life. We don't need that. Plus, it's also, Tom, frankly, it's a fun night. And it is the one of, female bonding. And so we're all sisters in this, and we're going to bring it to the forefront that night.
Cottage CEO Jim Flynn joining us as well. And Jim, this is something that you came in on at an event that already existed. And I'm sure you've seen great things from this event and have gotten great feedback.
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. First of all, I'm very impressed with the community support. We have a number of businesses that they're really contributing to this AMP electrical service, BNSF, Dave's Auto Body, First Mid Bank and Trust, G&M Distributors, Yem Buick GMC, of course, 105.3 KFM, and then McDonald's of Galesburg and Macomb. But dovetailing off of Eileen's comment, you know, I wish I could say I make the decisions in my household, but that certainly isn't true.
We all know.
So I'm just stating the obvious here. But this really is a terrific event where the community is pulling together and making this possible. So I'm really proud to be part of this.
Committee and board members for the event itself, Teresa Mangieri, Sarah Yim also joining us. So I'll start with you, Teresa. It's also, you know, kind of on what Eileen was talking about, how, you know, women in some ways have taken, not that they didn't already run things in the house, but more women in the working world now as well on top of that. So I guess there's also that factor that's like, you're so busy running a household and working that sometimes you don't take care of yourself either.
Absolutely. Very true.
And more and more women are making decisions in their household. Some of them are head of household now. So this is an event that we can bring lots of resources. We can help them with their banking, with loans, with and a time for not only the checkup at the doctor, but, you know, check on your finances. Make sure you're planning for the future. Do you have your retirement? Do you have children thinking about going to school? So we have the resources to help them, and we're thrilled to be a part of this event. I've attended it, I think, all but one year. I remember the kickoff, actually. Every year they have a fantastic speaker, and it's just a really wonderful – the venues are just transformed. It's enchanting. It's really a fabulous night.
And Sarah, being the young woman you are, you haven't experienced some of what the others have, but so things to look forward to that not sure. only are, you know, running a business and then someday running a household as well. That doesn't seem very easy to me.
Yes. And, you know, it's something that I do want to mention is as a young woman, I have been to some of these events and they're exciting and fun for women of all ages. So if there are some young women out there listening this morning, I would encourage you to look into buying a ticket. It's well worth it, and I've had fun year after year.
Well, it's all about such a busy lifestyle. The event is coming up 1 week from today at Cedar Creek Hall. That's the former American Legion Post here in Galesburg. Starts at 4:30 till 9:30. The featured speaker this year, Jessica Turner, and this is interesting, Eileen, in that it's about – we're just talking about how busy people are in their lives, and especially women, business and working and running a household and making the decisions. Jessica Turner, who's a featured speaker, is kind of talking about how to make all that work for you, I guess, is kind of the gist of it.
Right. And she's going to instruct us on how to find these hours in our day that we can use to nurture our souls. Because, you know, when you're so busy and you're running at such a hectic pace, and this includes retirees as well. How many retirees have you talked to that their day is so planned? They thought that once they retire, they'd have all this free time, and they really don't. So Jessica's going to help us find that time to nurture our souls, find our passion, and follow our hearts.
Jessica is the author of the book, My Fringe Hours, Discovering a More Creative and Fulfilled Life. And we're hoping to get Jessica on early next week to talk about her book and about this and about her speaking here at the upcoming event. All right, Eileen, give us kind of the details, how tickets, where they're available, and those type of things.
Sure. Well, Dave's Auto Body has already sold out of his tickets.
Really?
So
wow,
you'll have to pick them up at the Cottage Gift Shop. Or you can pick them up at Cooks & Company. Or you can contact me at the hospital, and I'll round some up for you as well. And I'd be happy to drop them off at any businesses that want to purchase a table. So and my phone number is 345-4563, and I would be happy to facilitate large sales if that would help a business to get their employees in front of this incredible speaker and an incredible evening.
Let's talk about some of the other things going along with it, because it's not just the speaker. Like you said, there's going to be vendors there, but the tickets are just $25, but it includes a lot.
No,
tell us.
No, the tickets are $30.
Oh, I'm sorry, $30.
And they're $35 at the door.
I'm sorry, so $30.
Let's purchase those tickets ahead of time so you can have the savings. And then Jim has been working with a lot of our providers, and he can tell you more about everybody who will be there.
Yes. Yeah, let's talk about that and kind of some of the things going on along with the speaker.
Sure. So one of our strongest service lines is our women's health service, and we have all of our providers will be there. We'll have Dr. Baum, Dr. Garland. Bethany Glazer is a physician assistant with us. Amy Mefford is a certified midwife. And our newest provider is Kim Cheek. She's a women's health nurse practitioner. In addition, I'm very excited to say that Dr. Chidi Opara, our newest pediatrician, will be there, has a passion for community wellness. So I'm sure lots of folks will be excited to speak with Dr. Opara. In addition, we have three of our primary care providers, Kristen Lee, Kristen Jackson, Liz Fancher, and Dr. Davis, our general and vascular surgeon, will be there to meet with folks as well.
All right. So a lot of providers that you can get a chance to talk to. And, Teresa, a wine tasting. What event would be proper without a wine tasting, right?
I know a lot of women who will be excited to come taste that wine.
There you go.
And I understand there's also going to be some beer tasting going on.
Yeah, wow. Beer tasting too. So okay. Adam Vitale from Gene & Distributors has brought in the Stella Artois Luxury Airstream. Mm-hmm. And inside there, we will have fresh tasting pours of both Stella and Stella Cidra, which is actually like a cider, mm-hmm. A hard cider. And then I think he's going to have some commemorative glasses for sale, and you can fill those up as well. So the beer tasting is going to be outside in a beer garden at the entrance area. We've got that all planned out. We'll be surprising a lot of people that our little parking lot's going to look a lot different, and we'll also have an auto show there with the Yum Autos from Buick GMC. So that will be in the beer garden area. And then once you move inside, we'll have the wine tasting, the vendor fair, and we'll have some appetizers, a cheese and fruit board for everyone.
Okay. Of course, the dinner as well.
The dinner begins at 6:30.
Okay.
And that will be in a separate room. So we'll move everybody from the vendor area into the grand dining room. And I'm just going to give you a hint. It is grand. It will be beautiful.
All right. So 4:30, I guess, the doors and the outside area will open up. And so you have a couple hours.
Yeah, actually 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Okay. So you have a little while to kind of get a chance to talk to the vendors and everybody that's going to be there as well.
And, you know, this is also very exciting for Cedar Creek Hall, because this is their really big, their first really big community event. And they've had, a couple of weddings, but this will be their big community event. And if you've never seen it, it has been completely transformed. Of course, it was the American Legion.
Right.
And they have gone in there and renovated it. And it is a most elegant venue.
By the way, the tanker, personnel carrier, that's gone, because that just got moved yesterday out to Lincoln Park to its permanent home now. So that's gone from in front of the old place there. All right. So the event, again, is coming up next Thursday. Tickets, again, you can contact Eileen or go to the gift shop at Cottage Hospital.
And also Cooks and Company.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cooks and Company as well. So just $30, $35 at the door. Is there a limited number available?
I will say they are selling very briskly.
Mm-hmm.
So I would buy them sooner rather than later. Of course, they're $35 at the door. That is if there's any still available. I know we've got probably close to 20 tables filled. So several of those are just partially filled. But honestly, we really do believe we'll have 200 people at our event, maybe more.
Good deal. All right. The Cottage Hospital Women's Health Expo coming up 1 week from today. And I guess, you know, if you're walking through the lot, see one of those cars from Yum available, Sarah's going to be there and say, you know what? I think I want this right now. I mean, you could probably help them out, right?
I sure could. Yes, I will be there and ready and willing to help.
All right.
And, you know, Tom, one thing I wanted to say as well is I just wanted to thank our partners for partnering with us. And I also want all of the females in our audience to recognize that these businesses are partnering with us because they recognize that they are a powerful consumer. And they believe in them and want to give them all the information they need. So, you know, AMP Electrical Services, Burlington Northern Santa Fe, Dave's Auto Body, First Mid Bank and Trust, G&M Distributors, Yum Buick GMC, McDonald's, and 105.3 KFM. You folks as well. I mean, we're here today because you believe in all of this, and we thank you.
Absolutely. Well, it's a great event. If it wasn't, it wouldn't have been going for, 9 years now. So, Eileen, thank you so much. Anything else that we need to know about the event itself? We good?
All right. You can visit cottagehospital.com to learn more.
Very good. Eileen, Jim, Teresa, Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.